This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Two Palestinian Hamas attackers opened fire at a bus stop during the morning rush hour on Thursday in Jerusalem. Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder reports that three people were killed, eight others wounded.
It was a powerful reminder of the potential for violence to spread. On the day Israel and Hamas struck a last-minute agreement to extend their six-day ceasefire in Gaza by one more day. This security camera footage, obtained and verified by Reuters, shows the moment they step out of a white car, guns drawn, to fire at the crowd. Off-duty soldiers and a nearby civilian intervened, and the shooters were shot dead.
Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, claimed the two men as its members. The pressure to phase out fossil fuels mounting as the world meets in Dubai for the annual UN Climate Summit today, along with pledges, even from oil companies, to do just that. Virtually every nation in the world agreed to create a fund to help poorer countries pay for the damage caused by climate change.
Let this be the year that climate finance meets the magnitude of the moment. Let this be the COP where we deliver on our promises from the $100 billion to loss and damage.
Sultan Al-Jaber, the president of this year's COP28 climate summit. In Russia, the Supreme Court there in that country has ruled that LGBTQ organizations, activists should be designated as extremists in a move that representatives of gay and transgender people feel will lead to arrests. This is VOA News.